So closing your eyes. Putting your attention on the base of your spine, the tailbone. We're going to invoke the energy of Ganesha, who is a Hindu archetype. That removes obstacles, that has the energy to dissolve away obstacles. That energy is within us. So we have the ability to dissolve our own obstacles, our blocks or challenges in life, by paying attention to this divine being. Visualize an orangish reddish light at the base of the spine, at the tailbone area, and it's moving through or swirling through the pelvis area, down the legs and into the feet and toes. Imagine it as you scan internally. You don't have to move your eyes. You can just bring your awareness down the legs and into the feet and the toes and then back up. And it's continuously swirling this reddish-orangish light along with the sounds or the mantra that will invoke Ganesha's blessing to activate dissolving energy within us. The ability to remove, dissolve obstacles. You might feel pressure or energy moving. You might feel pain. Pay attention. Don't miss any part of the journey that you are going on from the base of your spine, through the legs and into the feet and the toes. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. What are you thinking? What do you see? What do you feel? Now, visualize a thin tube of light that arises from the base of your spine. It's a very, very thin tube of light that corresponds with the spinal column. And as it's moving up, this light is moving up the spine. It's piercing centers, energy centers, that will get activated by some sounds that we will put into them. So this thin tube of light is called your Sushumna in Sanskrit. It's the connection to your higher self internally. And it becomes like an antenna for all divine beings, masters, teachers, gods, on the spiritual path who are there to guide you and show you, reveal that which we have all been ignoring within us. Starting at the base of the spine. Move the light up to the heart. Center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat. Clear the throat. Move into the third eye. The midbrain area. The spot between your two eyebrows. Float back down to the base of your spine. Move into the navel, the belly button area. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Move into the two eyes. And the right and left brain. Now, if your thoughts are active or you can't settle into that susumna, keep your eyes straight. Your eyeballs are facing in one direction forward with your eyelids over top closed or your eyes. Relax your eyes. Relax your face. And imagine staring straight ahead with your eyelids over your eyes. Your eyes are shut, but they're just resting. Feel that thin tube of light, your susumna, come alive. Feel your chakras or your energy centers come alive. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. You're staring at him. With your eyes closed, you're just focusing straight ahead. You're not blinking, you're not moving your eyes, you're just receiving a special energy coming from him that's emanating from his third eye into your third eye as a tube or beam of light. It's golden in color. Or a very bright, white, golden light. It's beaming your third eye from his third eye. It's so intense that your human eyes couldn't be able to handle the light, but you can handle it with your eyelids closed. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve. Receive the transmission into your third eye from Dr. Pillai's third eye, activating your Sushumna and all the chakras. Feel the door to the portal that gets opened up with this activation, the portal into divine realms within you and beyond. Jesus said, God is an authority with nothing above. It is He who exists as God and Father of everything, the Invisible One, who is everything, who exists as incorruption, which is in pure light, into which no eye can look. God is the invisible spirit, of whom it is not right to think of Him or her as a god or goddess or something similar. For he or she is more than a god. Since there is nothing above him, for no one is lord over, he does not exist in something inferior to him, since everything exists in him. It is He who establishes Himself. He is eternal. And since He does not need anything, He is immaculate perfection. He doesn't lack anything. He might be completed by it. Rather, He is always completely perfect in light. He is unlimited. He is unsearchable. Since there exists no one prior to Him, to examine Him, He is immeasurable. He is invisible. He is eternal. He exists eternally. He is ineffable, since no one has been able to comprehend or speak about Him. He's unnameable. He is immeasurable light, which is pure, holy, immaculate. He is pure, majestic, immeasurable, life-giving, blessed, knowledge-giving, goodness-giving, merciful, gracious, grace-giving, what words can I express His Majesty? How am I to speak with you about Him? His realm is indestructible, at rest, and existing in silence. He is the head of existence. He exists within us and outside of us. It is He who gives strength to all in His goodness. Feel the light. Experience the silence. Merge with the energy. Of God within. That is all knowing. All powerful and present everywhere. Receive the sound Om in the third eye, in the midbrain, in the portal that will take you to divine realms, where your body, mind, and soul can be cleansed, revitalized, refreshed, experience your union with God. Yoga. Union with God. Within. All knowing. All powerful. Present everywhere. Continuously receive the empowerment coming from Dr. Tlai's third eye into your third eye. Receive the grace. Now visualize a sphere-like object as your backbone and brain. The shaft of the sphere is your backbone. The head of the sphere is your brain. This is also called a veil. This is a divine device that destroys all negativity related to difficult karmas, challenges. Putting your attention on your backbone and brain, receiving the empowerment from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, activating this veil or sphere. Mentally bring your awareness and your attention up and down that length of your spine and in your brain. And we'll activate this divine device to create a protective force field within you and around you. Saravana Vavaya Namaha. Om Saum 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 Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel this divine device, this spirit-like object, the veil, come alive within your subtle body, your backbone and brain. Om is the veil. Om. Om. Now bring your attention or your awareness into your heart center in the middle of your chest. And imagine a continuous flowing or shooting up of a beam of light arising from your heart center, going through your brain, piercing the skull and resting 12 inches above your skull. Imagine a red being or a light or a presence 12 inches tall meeting that tube of light or beam of light from your heart center to the point about 12 inches above your skull. This continuous flow or shooting up of light. Would you more Bhairava? Would you more Bhairava? Would you more Bhairava? Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Allow this continuous flow from your heart center, piercing up through your third eye, the top of your skull, and resting 12 inches above your skull, merging with a red being who is known as Kalabhairava, to help you to jump out of slow time, to get into miracle consciousness, where things can happen in an instant, a flash of a light, the blink or wink of an eye. Experience the body, mind and soul as light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace. Peace. taste. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to your environment, peace to the world. Relax. You can keep your eyes closed. You can relax the stare or the focus or concentration. Just let it go. And slowly, slowly come back to yourself. As you're coming back to yourselves, make an internal prayer to Dr. Ply for blessing you to see something about yourself, your internal environment, or a connection to your higher self, your God self, so that you can live a life hereafter with more awareness, more joy, more vitality. As the season changes, and you get the benefits of every moment in your life, bringing more and more light and love into your life and into the world. Peace, peace, peace.